And I'll speak to you quickly. Thank you. Quickly. Settle down quickly. Very quick. God bless you. It's good to see you all this morning. Apologies if I don't have time to greet you all. But I've got a quick business and we'll go back to the place of prayer. What do I really desire? Quickly. Listen to me. Quick. God bless you. Thank you. God asked me, can you take 500 people for the next few Sundays? I hate the counting of numbers, by the way. I don't like it. It stops a church from growing. It's evil. Except if there is an order from the head to do so. I'll say, can you take 500 who are never in a rush to go home, seeking me for the next 3 months, meaning God, hungry for God, those who are sincerely, look at me, don't go home now, those who are sincerely tired of religion and church, those who are honestly tired of looking for a place of approval. Church is not your place of approval. It's a mandate ground. It's a place where you enter purpose in order to help nations. The Bible says there is a river that flows from the presence of God, and every water it meets, every dead thing that it meets, live. I know there are many of us need to take our mind and wash it with hyssop of the word to wash away all the dirt that we were taught in church. Church is not a miracle ground. God did miracles for unbelievers. Church is a place where you enter purpose in order to bring other people into purpose. Am I in Spark Nation this morning? I see many people over the years that I've worked with, their mind corrupted, their mind wrapped up by all manner of theology and evil doctrines from church. Church is not a place where you learn about finances. If you learn about it, fine, but it is not one of the mandates. Why do we increase in finances? Because we are in purpose. It is called provision. Oh, am I in Spark Nation this morning? Oh my God. Provision is for a vision. So it takes many years where the vision is written. Write the vision. Make it plain that the Meron will read it. For the vision is for an appointed time. So vision is supposed, provision is supposed to empower vision. And where there is no vision, the people perish. What is going on with our community? People are perishing. Why? There's no vision. And where there has been vision, it is self-exalting vision. A person who wants to be great in life, but does not want to be a servant. A person who wants to be a great musician. And God said, I don't need another great musician. I need a young man or a young woman who is burning for God. Ah. The reason why most of the things you desire in life elude you is because there is not enough fire. So if I ask you the question this morning, what is fire? What is fire? If we say this is fresh fire conference, and we need God to pour a fresh fire on us, and in a minute we'll begin to pray. I want you to know that the world is so corrupt, the world is gone so bad, that if anyone is going to win the world, you will need a fresh fire. God knows that the current church today cannot face how desperate the world is for money. The current church cannot do it. Nominal Christians cannot do it. Christians will just go to church to clap their hands and quickly return home. They are in the same bondage as the unbelievers. So God looks around this morning and says, how can I free the world? and he has to count you. He has to baptize you in the fire of life first. Baptize you in problems. Because it is in that place that you find freedom. A person that has not witnessed lack is not free from the bond of money. Lord, they didn't hear me. I told you they won't. I said, a person who has not experienced lack has not been freed from the evil of mammon. Because you can't trust God when there is no money in your hands. God said, I'm not going to give you more money. I'm going to give you more fire. Because as you get more boldness to pursue your vision, provision will naturally come. Are you ready with the scriptures? For my speech did not come. Let's start with Paul quickly. Come on, guys. I told you this quickly. 1 Corinthians, then anyone who sees it. I think they're sleeping this morning. 1 Corinthians. My message, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4. Put it on the screen. And I'll read it myself quickly.
And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom.
Paul said, how did your churches or your church become a place where there are so much persuasive words? In human wisdom. But my own speech and preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but what?
But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power.
I need you to read this with me, because the more pressure comes on you, the more you will go for persuasive words. Mm-hmm. When pressure comes, what God wants more in your life is fire. Not go get a book that tells you how to be happy in life. Paul said, my speech did not come like that. He said it came in the demonstration of the Spirit and that of power. It is not persuasion. You know, it's persuasion when it becomes motivational. If you are making money through that, that's fine. That's for the dogs. That's all they know. But for the church, Paul said, when I write to you, I do not come to you with 7 keys on how to live a successful 2019. This is so cold for me this morning, but it's fine. It is not about how to live out of depression and you've been learning for 7 years. He said, if you get enough fire, you will be so burnt as an offering that nothing will be left of you. No, you didn't hear what I just said. Why is fire important? In order for God to lead you into the real fire, it allows you to go through the fire of life. And every fire of life is a baptismal class. Listen, we don't need baptismal class. I repeat, no church needs baptismal class. I repeat it again. That if it is not in scriptures, it's because it's not needed. By the time I come on the water, John was preaching at the backside of the desert. And the soldiers came. And he preached a word of repentance to them. And without class, he dipped them into the water. So, you need to wash your mind of religion. It's holding you back, you know. If it is not in this scripture, it means it is not wrong to do, but it is not necessary. So when will you start your baptismal class? He said, never. I'll start my baptismal class when you have enough money to pay for the hall. If you know so much of biblical principles, use it to raise seed and rent the hall. Then you will be showing us by example. demonstration of power. My words did not come in persuasive words. Hearts that are already burning for God. You know the class everyone must pass through. These people that came to John the Baptist in the wilderness, they were prominent, they had money, they were people in big positions. But there was a fire burning them that led them to the waters of John. By the time they traced the wilderness, that's why John operated in the wilderness, not in the city. Because there's a fire chasing them there. There's a class of life that they've gone through that led them to that backside of the desert. So when John sees them, he said, these ones don't need class, they need baptism. So Paul established this. He said, my word was in the demonstration of power. Only power changes life. Next scriptures.
Matthew chapter 3 verse 11.
What does he say?
I indeed baptize you with water.
This is John speaking now.
Unto repentance.
He said, my own baptism was unto repentance, the change of mind. You know how many times I've heard in Pentecostal church, they said, the pastor don't preach about repentance. I said, that was John the Baptist. So that's John. Said he baptized them in water. How long will the church be baptized just under water? For how long though? John said, when I came to baptize in water because you repented.
But he who is coming after me is mightier than me.
What will he do? He will baptize you again with water?
No, sir.
Talk to me now, John. Why
no,
are you?
No, sir.
It will immerse you again into water?
No, sir.
No wonder Jesus never did one water baptism. I'm not saying water baptism is wrong. Don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying that if there is time, there is time. If there is no time, in the era of Jesus, it will baptize you with what?
The Holy Spirit and what? Fire.
You know where I grew up from? They don't pray for you to receive the gift of speaking in tongues until you are water baptized. And even as a child, I knew that cannot be right. Because if they confess Jesus, then they are entitled to the baptism of Jesus. I'm not worthy. Read it again, Pastor, quickly.
So, in the message.
Oh, yeah, let's hear it.
I'm baptizing you here in the river.
Turning
your old life in for a kingdom life.
After kingdom life through John the Baptist, what is next?
The real action comes next.
Oh, my God.
The main character in this drama. Compared to him, I'm a mere stagehand.
It said the one you receive from John, it's just formalities. The real action
comes next.
Oh my God. You know, I've always been thinking of when Peter got water baptized. The circulation is so cold for me this afternoon. I've been thinking why Jesus did not take Peter and John, Matthew and Bartholomew and immerse them into water. Do you know why? Do you know why he doesn't need to immerse them into water? He is the water. Likaba de Bosia. If he baptizes them into himself, then the symbol is not necessary. How did he baptize them into him? What did he do? He took 3.5 years of their lives and put it into his own life so that they don't live for themselves or family. They live for him. By the time you will see Peter again, he was no longer a fisherman. It took 3 years for Peter to die. Ah! Oh my God. 3 years. Peter will die to self, immersed into the water. No wonder Jesus did not preach water baptism. Our minds are warped up. Religion blinded. And I said, well, but the Bible says, whosoever believes and is baptized in what? Again, I repeat, I believe in water baptism if there is time. And I said, well, whosoever believes and is baptized, I said, but the Bible also says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord. So why did he not baptize his disciples? Maybe he did. Why did the Bible not record it? Because it is not necessary. But you see this second baptism, the one that will happen in a moment in this house very soon now. I thought you were hungry for it. Yeah. This one is the proof that Jesus is alive. Without this fire, the world will not know if he's alive or dead. On the day that Paul was going to persecute believers, he got a baptism on the way. You didn't hear me. It's because you've not been reading the Bible. If you heard what I just said now, every time Jesus was seen, after the resurrection, everyone who saw him said, his eye is like fire. When he looks at you, he immerses you in his baptism. So when Paul received the fire, what did he do? His eyes got blinded. Why was that necessary? It will be restored to Adamic state, where he needed no human clothes to wear. It will wear fire, and that is called glory. I know you heard me, but you didn't hear me well. I said, he had to go blind in order to see that this cloth upon him is temporary. That this cloth upon him, what was Adam wearing? Adam was wearing fire, glory. No, Lord, I don't think they heard me. Can I quickly tell you something? The Bible says no one has seen God at any time. Neither could anyone see him. But then he has a manifestation. Is fire from the loins down. When you understand, did you hear what I just said? God, the Bible described him as fire. So when he wanted to speak to Moses, he came in a burning bush. An angel caught the attention of Moses to a fire. Why? Because Moses will now enter into purpose. If the fire is hot enough, what you will see when you become fire, when you become fire and then you see fire, you will not see a burning light. You will see the wealth in that fire. So when John saw him, because John is immersed into fire, he can see his feet as fine brass, as lazuli. We are not wealthy enough because we don't have enough fire. Did you hear what I just said now? God is about to emit something over this house in a moment, in a second. For those who are hungry today, it will immerse you into fire. Somebody shout, fresh fire. Fire. So Lord, stop teaching me about water. Stop teaching me about repentance. Paul, the writer of Hebrews, will later say it. It said, let us not lay again the foundation of repentance. Let's move to advanced things. Hebrews 12. No one has seen God, but each time it manifests as fire. Before he introduces you to his fire, he allows you to go through the fire of this world. And if those fire cannot destroy you, do you know why God is going to destroy the world with fire? Because fire does not respect anything. Do you know the only thing fire does not burn? Fire. So, Andy, so when the world is burning, I'll be walking through it. Why am I not shining enough? It's not hot enough yet. When you increase the fire times 7, I'm going like this. Why? Because that's my element. That's what I'm made of. That's who I am. I'm burning from head to toe. So fire! And then, elementary Christianity. The right captions, like, don't worry about fire. You're just going through it. I said, that's for you, Joe. That's for you, motivational Jakes. That's your problem. Me, I will take a seat and put it in the middle of fire and sit there. And I'm telling the fire, I'm not going anywhere. Because I'm Shadrach. I'm Meshach. I'm a Abednego. This fire cannot burn me. If you increase the fire, fire is my element. So when Jesus came into my life, the first thing he did was to soak me into fire, baptism. But there's one coming who will baptize you. What is the meaning of baptism? Quickly.
The application of water to a person as a...
Where are you reading from?
Noah Webster.
Oh, yeah.
She's reading.
Read, go on.
The application of water to a person as a sacrament or religious ceremony by which he is initiated into the visible church of Christ. This is usually performed by sprinkling or immersion. The sufferings of Christ.
Go on.
So much of the gospel as was preached by John the Baptist.
Jesus asked them one day, he said, are you able to partake of the baptism? These guys wanted to become great like him. So they asked him, how can we become like you? He said, are you able to be baptized with the baptism? Because if he will judge the world with fire, he has to soak you into it. Problems are nothing. So Nebuchadnezzar increased the fire 7 times. The fire just got perfect. Did you hear what? What is a believer's waiting period? It's a period when the fire has been increased in number. Did you hear me, Pastor? Said, I'm waiting. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So I'm standing in front of Nebuchadnezzar, and the guy is issuing threats. But I can see the fire. But what Nebuchadnezzar does not know is that the Son of God, Jesus, will baptize Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego with the fire of Nebuchadnezzar. No, that's what he did. The moment they threw them in, what did he do? He came to lay the foundation for this baptism. for Peter, James, and John, upon the rock on which he will build his church, he stepped into Peter, James, and John before time began. And say, how can you call Meshach, Shadrach, and da-da-da Peter, James, and John? The Old Testament is all a shadow. When you get back home, go and trace the line of Shadrach, Meshach. It will baptize them. It baptizes you into fire for fire. No one has seen God at any time, but his manifestation is fire. Do you know when God is coming? Mountains tear. The Bible says one day it descended upon Sinai, and the whole of Sinai was on smoke because it descended as fire. What is fire there for? When we say fresh fire, we're saying fresh manifestation of God. I am looking for seeds in this house that would demonstrate God in a way the world has not seen before. If he raises you to raise the lame from walking, the world has seen that before. It's not fresh. So you know we are in for a big deal. Sister, you keep going up and down, tired. You have no fire. You are not completely burnt. Hebrews 12 says what? 26, our God is what? It describes God as what? Come now, talk now.
Hebrews 12.
Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
Wait. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, then what?
Let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire.
Hey, if fire really came on you, you'll be consumed. So, you know, in church, most time what I see is half-burnt offerings. The guy managed his way out of the fire. So, Shadrach now has a burnt leg. You know why? As they were pushing him in the fire, his leg was burning. You know that's what people do. You sit down here for years paying the sacrifice, paying, and at the time say, it's too high. This is the issue. Now you're walking through life like this. One, you damage yourself because you cannot encounter this house and be the same again. You will forever be struggling in your mind. And God is looking for people who can look at the fire and jump in completely. And they said, our God is able to deliver us, but even if he does not. We will still not obey you, Nebuchadnezzar. They didn't know they were setting up Peter, James, and John. It says, our God is a consuming fire. When it comes over you, when his fresh move comes over you, it takes you total. You're struggling with sin because you've not accepted the entire fire. Flies don't stay where there is fire. God's word is a fire line. Don't go back out and begin to crave the things that you've once left. Allow the fire to do its work in your life. Then you are ready for the world. Because the world will throw strange fires at you. What is the church doing today? Like Ophni and Phineas, or the sons of Aaron, bringing strange fire to the altar, and you look at this gospel and say, what is this? What is motivation in the church? What is this? What is persuasive word in the church? What is this? Why is everything so organized? What is this? The most interesting, almost, character to me in the Bible is Peter. Peter killed a husband and a wife one day because of offering. The He just brought the offering, and Peter said, "Why?" He said, "You've not lied against God. You've lied against, I mean, you've not lied to men. You've lied to God." And the guy died immediately. And his wife came to say the same thing. And Peter said, "Look, those who went to bury your husband, they are just on their way." And the Bible says, listen to this. The Bible says, when they heard that word, they fell down. Listen now. I want to round up. When they heard that word, they fell down and died. Who immersed Peter? The Bible says, on the day of Pentecost, in the upper room, there are too many issues in your life. And for some reason, pastors have been cornered to believe that their job is to see into people's family affairs and this and that. And as pastors, what happens over the years, the reason why they die out is because they've heard so many people's story without fire. So that you're killing the pastor gradually. The guy's dying. The fire is going, is going, is going. Until, you know what church people do? They look at the fire and they are quenching. And when it's not quenching in time, auntie in church brings a bucket of water and pour it on the fire. What are the elders in church supposed to do? Put in more fire. Fan the flame. Oh, thank you for that scripture, because we will stop there. I'll get to Timothy. Huh? Fan to flame, right? They are supposed to fan that fire. You don't bring more dirt, pouring it on the fire until it quenches. We go to churches today and the fire is out. And when fire is out, you will have to do arrangement. It's no fire anymore. But God looks to you today and say, "Can I consume you?" Two people answer, "Thank you." Two is fine. God looks at our sisters today and say, "Can I consume you? Have you, and the brothers and the sisters, our mothers and fathers, have you been consumed by the love of a person before?" When the love of somebody consumes you, what is given to a girl that is in love? What is given to a guy that is in love? Given is nothing. She will give her money, her food, her body, and the abortion clinic is nothing. She will do it. No. That's not, I'm not trying to say right or wrong. That's not my issue this morning. I'm talking about being consumed. But in church, why do people give just tithe? No fire. They are not consumed. David will say, "The zeal of your house has consumed me." So what is fresh fire? God is fire. Our God is a consuming fire. That is what God wants to do in every generation, is to reveal himself as fresh, new. So when we sing new church order, we're talking about our God that is new every day. God said, "The reason why I can't use a generation is because they were locked in the last." So imagine carrying a fire that is dying out from a Kenneth something. One eye fire. There's one scripture that I must finish with. I'll come to fan to flame in a moment. Exodus 3:2, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and the flame of fire. That's not the scripture. Exodus 13:21 is where I want to go. Then get ready, fan to flame. Exodus.
"By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way."
Wait. In the daytime, how did he guide them? Talk to me now. Is there anything clear about cloud? I think this is too advanced for Sunday, right? I know you guys are intelligent. He used a pillar of unclarity. It's uncertainty. Uncertainty is the guide of my life. The moment certainty steps in, hey, listen. The moment certainty steps in, be mindful of where you are, because that's where you are going. The moment you become certain at working in Facebook, or where do you work, like, I was going to see Google, whatever. The moment their salary becomes your certainty, the cloud is removed. That means that's where you're going in life. Can I advise you on something? Stop giving the Spark Nation way at that time, because you've reached where you're going. Start saving your money to buy a house, because you are not destined to be more than that. He used a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And what did he use at night?
And by night, in a pillar of fire.
To do what?
To give them light.
You didn't hear me. The job of the fire was to give them light. In other words, without fire, you will not see anything. If there is no fire in your life, your vision will not see at night. Weeping may endure for a night. But he said, may. I don't have to weep at night, because I've got light. And what produces that light is fire. So if I'm on fire for God, believers who have become nominal, they just think they are zealous, young, impressionable people. No, I've got light. Don't think you can take the Bible and read the instruction on giving and fulfill it. You won't do it. It takes a level of passion and fire to do the word. Fire is what the devil is after in your life, not knowledge. Knowledge without fire will lead to frustration. You'll be airing pity all the time, but nothing will produce anything in your life, then you'll be tired. Finish that scripture, please, and let's go to Fan to Flame.
So that they could travel by day or night.
They were making progress regardless of the time. Because at night, you are supposed to stop traveling. But these guys were traveling at night by a supernatural light that Babylon or Egypt could not explain the source of. God's presence. God's presence increases on your open-handedness to it. If you want him, increases. If you shut him out, it stays out. So I'm not supposed to stop making progress as long as I carry fire. If I don't have fire, I'll begin to talk of stagnancy. Have you ever sat down and felt your life is at standstill? Anyone ever felt like that? No fire. No fire. You're hanging around. You know, fire service people are not to ignite fire, they are to quench it. But when they are quenching it, they think they are rescuing you. They are killing you. They say, well, you know, just take it easy. All this going to church and be passionate, you're loaning money, you're getting this, you're getting. Say, take it easy. That's Operation Rescue. They came with blaring sirens. They came to rescue you from the fire. I need people who will carry me, pastors who will carry me and place me in the fire, and said, if you come out, you come out. If you die there, it is better to die as a courageous person than to live life like a non-entity. And then the fire. Let's go to Paul and Timothy's discussion. I'll stop there.
For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame.
Come on now, you've been reading the Bible for a long time. For what reason? We're not just going to start like that now, Abba.
I thank God whom I serve. I thank God whom I serve as my ancestors did with a clear conscience.
As
night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers.
Yeah.
Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with
Look
joy.
Look at me. Recording what? No, listen, wait. Recalling what? Timothy, crying day and night for God and for the power of God. A true protege. No, Timothy catapulted himself from a church member to a protege. And so, the fire of God is for those who have tears in their eyes. You know how long I've been pastoring? A young failure comes to church to tell PT how to say things and do things. And you wonder how. She has no tears. She has joy before tears. Did you hear what I just said? Every joy that is not preceded by tears will soon dry out. Be it in your finances. If your finances is not preceded by tears, did the Bible not say it? The Bible says those who go forth, but they have tears in their eyes, they will doubtless come back rejoicing. At young, how did you get joy? So if you don't tell me where your tears has been, so in tears, I recall your recalling your tears.
I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy.
What will fill me with joy? When I see you again and I see that the tears are still there. You'll watch most young people or even adults. There's no more tears for God. In the presence of God, hallelujah, joy, 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 joy. That's fine, but I've got to see the tears when the time for tears come. Otherwise, I'm looking at this young protege and I said, his tears has dried up. They've sold him a lie. Read on.
I am reminded of your sincere faith.
Your tears remind me of your sincere faith. Stagnation, not growth, not money, not marriage, must take us out of this sincere faith. What we are doing today is sincere faith. It does not need organization because it is sincere. Read on, sister.
I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice.
Yeah.
And I am persuaded now lives in you also.
So does this prove the change of power? That people can die, but it's the same spirit. Paul said, what I see in you, I saw it in your grandma. Then I saw it in your mom. So when they passed, they didn't take it. It's still there. God help you, you don't have a mother. I didn't say a mom. Sometimes you don't need. We must honor our mom. And dad, right? But the only faith we carry is the one of the father and mother. What you will call spiritual parent. We only call it spiritual parent to qualify it so that we can know. There is actually no spiritual parent. Parent is parent. Which was,
For this reason.
I remind you
to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Listen to me, guys. The gift of God entered Timothy out by the calling of God. By God's divine hand laid upon Timothy. Talk to me now. How did the gift of God enter Timothy? Huh? Wait. So, listen to this. We're about to pray. The starting point for Timothy was his grandmother and his mother. His grandmother and mother did not put fire in him or the gift of God. They put the longing. When they put the longing in him, that longing was the navigator, the cloud by day, the pillar of fire by night. Listen to me now. The longing they put in him was drawing him until he came to the man with the fire. They were the navigator that took him to Paul. You're not hearing me. You know why many of you were born into Christian family? It is not so that you can carry their fire. It is because somebody needs to deposit in you a longing that must lead you to Paul. If you have that longing without getting to Paul, there will be no intercession for you. So you know what your mates are still doing in churches? They are still carrying that longing. They say, I'm not going to that spark. I'll just sit there. So it is not becoming flame. How do you get them? You need more fire. When the time comes and it's time for you to pray, I've told you one thing today. Forget about all the nonsense we've been taught in church. What blocks the fire in our life is religion. You must do this, then you do this. What is your baptismal class? Your first timer's class? Your blah, blah, blah class? As if the church is a secondary school. You don't learn without baptism here. You got into a group. And it looks like everybody in that group in the church. Listen to me. Those of you who change church to church. You see, the way you left ECP to go to Revival Church, it is just, I'm going back to Cali. The same thing you told them there, you will tell Revival. It is exit. There's someone pressuring that your seat. There's someone that has more worth that demands that seat. Guess how they are paying for it outside? They are paying for you to leave. You're changing church within the same church. Why? Because this other one looks convenient. You're going. See, I just, the way Pastor Sam just preached there, it really makes me feel. The day he or she will come back and say, you know, there are just some things that are not right. People have issues. It's the same house. It's the same baptism. It's the same fire. And people dodge from fire. If you outgrow your own church, Revival, this is because you've been called to make more impact there. Pastors, listen to me. Don't let anybody deceive you that now they are growing more because you are talking. Now lie. The same thing they are saying to the other person, now they will say it later. They need healing. They say, go back to where you're coming from and let's monitor your growth together. And sometimes they are sincerely deceived. A Christian with fire, a believer, a child of God, Enrique, with fire in their hands, is not looking for pep talk. What should I do about relationship? She's teaching me relationship. Did Jesus ever teach relationship? He taught kingdom. Are you ready to pray? Are you sure you're ready to pray? What I ask God to do for me today, I need 21 people with a fresh fire over their lives. The first 3 months for me is not to make altar calls. We will make altar calls. But this old God said, incubate the church with fire. Get just 500. Don't hire a big venue. Get people in. Put fire in them. It doesn't take a month to grow. In a moment, I'll ask you to pray. If you've not been to a church like this before and you're one of those without passion and you run home after church, the question is to do what? I ask a big question this morning. How many hours is Jewish service? Hello, Christians, believers watching from all over the world. How many hours is Jewish service? It starts on Friday night. When does it end? Saturday evening. How many hours is your lying church service? 1 hour, 15 minutes. 30 minutes out of it is dancing disco. Red and blue lights running everywhere. Sons of chimpanzees jumping at banana. I wonder what the Oyibo man thinks on Sunday morning. I'm going to play for those chimpanzees. We need a church with fire. If there's no fire, there's no need. The more fire you have, the more you prosper in the world. He said, fan to flame the gift of God, which is in you. Yep, true.
The laying of my hands.
He said, a gift entered when I laid hands on you. But that gift can be left dormant if you don't fan to flame. Do I have a minute to tell you how to fan to flame? Not today. So, I said, so Lord, when we do impartation service, Reverend, by the way, I was told in your former church there was actually a day you ate salt. So I told the teller that the Reverend never mentioned that to me. As in, and I love Reverend's loyalty, he's an amazing man. As in, their pastor, the big bishop guy, whatever the guy's name is, came and said, we're going to sanctify this salt. Hey, salt is so disgusting to eat. Even imagine eating a salty rice. Rizo, it is terrible. Daddy Coca hates it, by the way. Because PK is looking at me with interest. Oh, they said Onyeka hates it. As in, then you sanctify the salt. So you start eating. Salt. If I was there, I would say, God, let my problem stay. It's okay. No eating, no stupid salt. And I'm thinking, what scripture could a sin person back that up with? You are the salt of the world. Yeah, that's the scripture. You look like you know a lot about these things. Huh? Obi, they said there was a day your pastor came and wore a garment and was putting it on everybody. Because God has removed the spirit, the garment of shame, and now this is the garment of glory. All these people need to be tied together and taken to a mental hospital. I mean, the leaders, it's not a problem with the followers sometimes, but this is my conclusion. Paul said, when hands were laid on you, there's a gift of God that entered you. But if you don't fan it, it is dormant. When hands were laid, what your money, your breakthrough was impacted into you. But you have forces all around your life that wants to quench that fire. You know, the Bible will later say, do not quench the spirit. One day I was preaching in a church and a woman decided from the back to prophesy, coming, moving mad. She's going to give us the word of the Lord. So I said, Pastor, can I deal with this situation? He said, yes, yeah, she's always been a problem. I said, madam. Because she was gone. So I said, Pastor, what's her name? Mrs. blah, blah, blah. Mrs. blah, blah, blah. Earthly people are calling you. Like radio phone from the realm of the spirit. Mrs. Sophia. Then Sophia comes back with her eyes like this. And I said, look at me. Look at me. Focus, yeah. Focus. And she was about to take off. I said, don't go anywhere. Not in that exact word, but because when her eyes normally normalize, then she was going to use the left-hand side to go. Said, no, come. You're going to go back to the back now. You're going to go sit there. You will drink a bottle of water or a glass of water. You will calm down. And you will just chill. And if the person leading the service feels like there's a word from you, they will tell you. Or can the spirit not wait? It's an urgent message. So, madam, go back to the back, calm down, stop harassing people all over the service, because this is actually scary. And I can see angels running away saying, this is tough. So I said all that to say that's not what I'm. Fan to flame is not start vibrating. Maybe the woman think I'm just fanning this thing to flame. No. Fan to flame. There's something the word calls fan. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. When we begin to pray this afternoon, if you can't pray in the spirit, come and receive. That's the altar call for today. If you are not saved, whatever you want, when we begin to pray, just come to the altar. The prayer will be so simple, but you need a fresh fire. Otherwise, Satan will continue to punish you. You know how dirty minds build? How you came to thinking about all manner of people who hate you, who don't love you, no fire. Rise on your feet.